Moncrief on News Talk.
Now you're welcome back to Moncrief. John Fardy in for Sean all this week. Elon Musk, yes, you may have heard of him, the owner of X, formerly Twitter, has announced that he's bucking the trend and switching the gun emoji on his platform from a water pistol to a real firearm in a bid to counter so-called wokeism. Good heavens. Joining me now to look at this and the broader evolution of the emoji landscape is Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. For Tech's Sake podcast. Don't want to put the S in there. It might confuse people. Elaine, thank you for coming in. So what's going on here? Is this just another Muskism, or is this something, do you think, he's taking very seriously and part of maybe his bid to help Donald Trump get elected?
Oh, I don't think he takes very many things very seriously. He's just a very online guy.
Yeah.
And this is something that it has actually happened. Sometimes he tweets things that he's never going to do, but this redesign has already happened. So if you are on the web version of Twitter, so if you visit x.com and access it that way,
yeah,
you will most likely see that the emoji for a gun is no longer what looks like a water pistol. Mm. It's a handgun, a revolver. Now, it's not something that they've rolled out across the board on most mobile devices. It still looks like a squirt gun in most contexts, mm-hmm. but in some, it has kind of rolled into the new version. So it's something they're in the progress of doing since the end of last month, essentially.
And his rationale is just what? Like, he's a defender of the whatever amendment that is that we
hold. Like, he has like positioned himself as this kind of provocateur,
yeah,
even though he is part of the elite class that he supposedly rails against. So, I mean, whatever about all of that, he is what he is. But it is an emoji that actually has been the source of a lot of controversy, yeah, over the years. So since about 2016, Apple was quite prolific in terms of, like, it lobbied the people who decide what emojis are going to be added to what's called the Unicode, which enables these like numerical codes that every platform can then turn into whatever design they want for an emoji of a certain type. They rallied against a rifle being added in 2016, and in the same year they changed their depiction of the pistol emoji from a revolver to a water pistol. And then 2 years later, in the context of the Parkland shooting in the US, other platforms followed suit. And it was just this kind of response to gun violence and how the gun emoji was being used, and these platforms kind of feeling like they didn't actually want to be a part of that.
Mm.
Now, there's other things. So, like, Apple had things like the bomb emoji on its iOS devices, but didn't have it on its Mac devices for a little while. So these kind of, like, so-called violent emojis have always stirred up a little bit of tension around, like, should we be having these? Or should we be allowing these on our platform? But someone who actually would have a very different take on this, who was against Apple's decision to change it to a water pistol, is the editor of Emojipedia, great little website that documents all of the developments in emojis. And what he was arguing was that this was actually a bad move because there's no cross-compatibility at the time. Apple was the only one turning it into a water pistol.
Right.
And if you say, meet me in the park, bring your water pistol emoji, it's very different when someone receives that on their end and it says, meet me in the park, bring your handgun emoji.
Absolutely.
And we're saying that that's quite dangerous, actually. And, but it's a very specific use case.
And the thing is, like, I won't say irrational hatred, but I really don't have much time for emojis. I don't enjoy them. Never have. Maybe I'm just not a visual thinker. There's a News Talk broadcaster, let's just call him Bobby Kerr for argument's sake, who's a big fan of them and uses them all the time and says I'm boring for not liking them. But that said, like, emojis are language.
Yeah.
And language, you know, as philosophers tell us, give us a world. And the language we use is very important. So most people use emojis. They are a form of linguistic communication. So they are actually very important and say a lot about the world, even though they seem like this innocuous thing on a screen.
They are absolutely fascinating. And if you're like me and get really involved in this and read Emojipedia and stuff like that, you can really get lost down a rabbit hole.
And you found some interesting things. Like, looking down what you were saying, you said that there's no Hoover emoji.
Yes. Yeah,
so which sounds like innocuous, but I'm not sure if it
is. No, this really bothers me. There's a lack of domestic tasks represented in emoji. Like, you can get a broom that looks kind of a little bit more like a witch's broom, or like something that someone would have used in medieval era to clean up, but doesn't look like something that you'd use in modern day. You can't get a mop, you can't get a vacuum. Like, there's things like that
and
I find
that
strange.
Because it's, I don't know, I don't want to be pejorative, but is it, why is that?
Well, like,
tell me what you really think.
You know, my gut reaction is this because a load of like tech bros decided what gets to be an emoji and they don't do a lot of cleaning up around the
house?
I don't know, they just have a Roomba or something like that. But there's more to it than that as well. Like, you'll actually find in some of the emojis that have been around the longest amount of time, there's a huge Japanese influence on them because they actually come from Japan. They originally started there. The word emoji is a Japanese word. Like, what we would have called it in English was emoticon, but emoji is completely taken over now. And if you tried to use the emoji for tea for a long time, it looked more like matcha tea than what we would see as typical breakfast tea. So there's influence of the people who are kind of taking control over what gets to be submitted as emoji. So as it's a language, it's actually more like French and the Académie Française, where there's quite a lot of control over the language. Now, obviously, French speakers can do whatever they want with their language, but the Académie Française is the official body that says what is French officially. Yeah. And emojis are like that because the Unicode Consortium decides what gets added and decides what words you use to look them up as well. They will suggest the reference words for certain words. And now, actually, the platforms can toy around with that as well. But a funny one is that I noticed talking to your researcher, Simon, Apple won't give you the drunk emoji, the kind of wiggly smiled floppy eyed guy, if you look up the word drunk, but it will give it to you if you look up woozy. And that's just another example of Apple kind of trying not to associate the emojis with some more problematic ideas.
That's fascinating. Just in closing, as a father of three red haired, I call them orange haired children, but there is now a red-haired emoji, and there hadn't been, right?
Yeah, not until 2018 did you get redheads. And like at that point, so 2016 was when they started seeing different skin colours being introduced. You had man, woman, and also person being introduced around then as well. So we've seen this kind of like inclusiveness of emojis evolving. We've even got different kind of disabilities represented in emojis. Prosthetic arms and legs are in there. So they're trying to represent people and give them things that they want to talk about. But an interesting evolution is how people use emojis out of context, like the aubergine and peach emoji becoming very cheeky symbols for older
I'm
adults.
Still confused when I see the aubergine, but let's not get into that now. That is fascinating stuff, and I could talk to you for hours about what emojis actually say about the world. That is Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Moncrief weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.